Why don't you just keep your thoughts on that cross that I really need you to hear me out here, because some of you this week you've been carrying tackles. Very silent-ish. Maybe exhaustion is starting to feel abnormal for you. You go to public and you smile. The privacy, you've been fighting fear and disappointment and heaviness, confusion and questions you don't even know. It's hard to explain it. I believe God's got a word for you today. That is that God has not lost sight of you. God has not lost sight of you. This season did not cancel your purpose. This pressure did not remove God's hand from your life. This waiting period is waiting for God. It does not mean that God has abandoned you, and He's still very much there with you. Maybe some of you are asking God, God's there. Don't really ask Him. Sometimes God is working deepest in those times where it feels the quietest for us. I believe that God wants to say to you today, church, that I'm strengthening you even before you fully feel it. That I'm revolving things within you that people cannot yet see when they look at you. That some doors are closed because they were never meant to carry into your future with you. And some battles exposed will need a healing within your life, and some delays protecting you from moving ahead to early in God. And if God wants you to know today that you are not forgotten, that you are not forgotten. No, the devil told you you're finished.
Okay, the music is from a neighbor, not from them. He's just be with us.
The enemy has told you that you're finished, but God says, I'm not done with you yet. That's what God says to you today. I'm not done with you yet. Psalm 40:31 says, but those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. Not might renew. Not might renew, but will renew. So if God wants to thank you today, just breathe again. Take a deep breath. Just breathe again. Pray again. Trust Him again. Even the slowly in His little steps. God wants you to know that God is still restoring people who thought that they were too broken to recover. God is rebuilding you. Little by little. And you will complete what He started in you. Did you say that with me? God is rebuilding me.
God is rebuilding me.
And He will complete the work that you started in me.
He will complete the work that you started in me.
Christ,
what He started for me. I'm going to see you right in front of
me. Receive the Spirit who wants to give us His death.
Receive the Spirit who is.
Silent
So, talking about paradise, beyond the clouds, free from earthly restraints, heart of harmonium, singing of angels and saints. Enter the holy scholars in pity, in pearl gates of pity, where springs of pain of pure gold, and uncommon treasures are gold. With the source of jasper, and fill that sparkling river, mountains and green pastures await, and bounty of diverse fruits sent.
My name is going to be one of our titles. Story about Adam and Eve, and Eve is in the garden, and the garden and the secret council tends to. Do we know that story?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. It's all about this. When you're jumping back out of those stories and anchors, when you actually fall deeper. Now, all we're going to do is take a peek here. Genesis chapter 3 is about people. Could you come with me? It's not the sin, not the temptation, but people. People in general, the way that we overthink things, the way that fear gets into our head, the way shame makes us hide, the way one wrong voice can completely shift how we see ourselves. Genesis 3 is ancient. But it still feels painfully different in our lives today. Because we are still battling the same people's voices now. This can bring down the question that looks even just as one. Did God really say? Did God really say? That's how it started. With that line, with that question. Not for some, not for some dramatic moment. Just God. This church has still a lot of the way a lot of our spiritual battles begin. A lot of people waking up one day and we decide, okay, well, I'm going to run from God today. We're not going to wake up to that, are we? Okay, so today, my accomplishment is, first thing I'm going to start doing is running away from God. No. Start smaller than that. With tiny thoughts. Tiny thoughts. Questions. Very subtle confusion. Questions like, where am I really past God? Does obedience to God really actually matter? Because God is the best for me. Because all the questions that we ask, and that's why our voices matter so much to us spiritually, because whatever voice that you listen to repeatedly will intentionally shape what you begin to think. Honestly, church, we absorb voices constantly now. Social media voices, shambles on there. It's an absolute shambles. Comparison voices. Go on to TikTok, you know, check everybody having a good time. You see anybody having that on TikTok? Look,
I know.
Chris and Jane.
Now, I've got this right to see, because on TikTok there's people that are painting. And I'm praying for them every day, because just imagine when they see you preaching on TikTok, they probably think, what are you making? But it's, you know, we're Christian behavior. And it gets gone with that thought that even people who are pastors who are in ministry can fall for this trap, for this lie that the devil puts in our heads. You know, nowadays people are constantly absorbing messages through what I said, social media, through other people. Fear voices, negative internal voices. If you're strong enough on social media, you will suddenly find that your peace totally disappears. Romans 12, verse 2 says, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And our mind is constantly being saved. Constantly. What's interesting with Eve is that Eve already had everything. She had an abundance. It was there already. This always stands out to me. God had already given them so much provision, relationship with Him, purpose, and peace. Yet the serpent shifts his focus onto the one thing that she didn't have. The one thing that was being withheld. No, we still do that same thing today. We ignore what's going right in our lives. We ignore what God has already done for us. And we ignore the prayers that God's been answered. We become consumed by what we don't have. Then something deeper starts to happen. After listening to the serpent, Eve sees the fruit differently. The same fruit, but with a different perspective. Because wrong voices distort our vision. Fear changes how we see life. Shame changes how we see ourselves. Bitterness changes how we interpret other people's intentions. Honestly, if you keep listening to the lies long enough, then they start sounding true. Just be honest. How many of you know what it feels like when negative thoughts keep replaying in your mind internally? Like you're not enough, and then change will always fail, nothing good is coming. That's what's pain us, our emotions. And honestly, some of us are exhausted not because life is impossible, but because our internal world never comes into a place of quietness. Temptation usually appeals emotionally before logically. Genesis says that the fruit looked good and pleasing and desirable. And that's important. Because destructive things really look destructive at first. Culture says to us, follow your heart. The scripture says the heart is deceitful above all things This means that our feelings are constantly shifting, where the truth never shifts. It stays the same. Have you ever, like, Googled with some tiny little symptom that you're feeling? And then 5 minutes later, you become convinced that you're experiencing 17 rare diseases. Now suddenly your arms start hurting, and your eyes start feel suspicious, and apparently you've got about 6 minutes to live. That's true, isn't it? You see, our human feelings, they spiral very fast. Spiritually, we do the same thing with fear. One thought enters the mind, and then suddenly everything around us feels better. But church, that's the heartbreaking part of Genesis chapter 3. After Adam and Eve sinned, they hid away from God. That's humanity right there, hiding. Honestly, you know, shame, it still makes people hide now. Not always physically, but emotionally. People hide behind humor and busyness and success or fake confidence and constant noise that they create. And meanwhile, within themselves, they are struggling very deeply because shame whispers into us saying, stay hidden. Don't let anyone see what you're about. God is disappointed in you. And then God asks one of the most beautiful questions in the whole Bible. Genesis 3, verse 9, he says to him, then where are you? Where are you? Where are you? Obviously, God knew where Adam was living. He knew exactly where Adam was. So the question is deeper. Why on your life? Why on this? Why are you afraid to come here to God? Honestly, I think God is still asking us that. Can you make the right now? He's asking you that. Not angrily, but tenderly. Because church, shame changes how you respond to God. Before sin happened, God's presence brought peace. And now Adam says this. Genesis 3, verse 10. I was afraid. God was afraid. You see, that's the moment that fear enters the human heart. Fear changes us all very deeply. Fear makes us withdraw and overthink and avoid vulnerability and self-protect ourselves constantly. Many of us are mostly exhausted because fear drives our whole heart, our whole mind. Honestly, many of us often harm on ourselves. Some of us speak to ourselves harsher than we would ever speak to another person. Constant self-criticism, constant self-pressure, constant self-internal condemnation. Meanwhile, God is tenderly and kindly speaking into us. Grace and truth and restoration. What's the enemy? That's the beautiful part. But even after the failure, God's turn his back on. some of us at least being there are really tired of lying anywhere. Tired of pretending anywhere. Tired of carrying our shame by the head. Tired of acting okay externally while we're struggling within ourselves. I'm because the ones who are getting it. She wants you to come out of the line and speak in many places. So it's the beautiful voices that come on. The repeated voices eventually shape a perspective. Obviously, some of us are so exhausted, not because God has abandoned us, but because of fear and comparison. Condemnation and shame that have become louder than the truth of God's senses. So today, God is speaking hence to the end of the Bible. We need to know. Still speaking grace out of shame. It's still the same God who walked into the Garden of Eden looking for broken people who are hiding from him. He's still seeing broken people today. What? My next case. What's really great was going back to bed, thinking that somehow that would make me feel better. That day, almost 40 years ago, where are you? Hopefully there's extra life. You ask my family now, and you ask them, where would Robin be if he hadn't had followed Jesus? I will tell you, I'm quite sure he would be dead or he would be in prison. That's the two answers my family gave. But now I have three. Because we're anything like it, but because the answer God, you said they are.
has long hair.
You don't walk out of your brother. It's a decision. When you come walk out of here, for the first good day, that'll be to your heart if it still changes. Why is it a pain? Because I've seen the power of Jesus Christ in my life. To know what I've served on my knees and praying for you in the week, I say, every single one of you, you need to have a relationship, proper, full relationship, and surrender to Jesus. Do you know why? So I'm looking to receive what I'm receiving. It wasn't perfect. I slipped out many a time. That's my witness. First Sunday I went to church, and there she was waiting at the door.
Can you just stand for coffee?
I was thinking, no, I just want to head out. I want to get something else. I didn't know the coffee was actually lunch. I had lunch. And that was the day in my mess. In my mess, God introduced me to my wife. I didn't know it. Took 4 years for me to realize, but hang on, I think I love this girl. God's plan was already in place. What if she is? No, why? Because we walk path together with Jesus. We're not perfect. We slip up, we argue, we fight, we snap at each other, especially on a hard day. It's usually trying to take our faith. We're not far from perfect, but you know what? We don't have to be perfect because Jesus hung on the cross. My brother, atheists taunt people in time for my Christianity. I'm Homer, really depressive and alcoholic. He's asked me to pray for him and he's going to spare me when I did that. 7 weeks ago, this one being no drama, he heard God say, you are me. He said, there I am. And he had his love for Jesus. And you know what? I'm seeing such miracles. He's at peace. All that mental turmoil in his hand is quite undone. I think he's gone. And that's the most beautiful thing about it. It's the first time in 30 years I've seen my little brother has some direction in his life. And purpose. You told me many years ago that your brother would come and take some miles out of it. This is Jesus. I'm not hanging on the cross outside the church somewhere. I'm a Jesus that people swear to swear with. This is a real Jesus. Jesus who died for you and gave his life so that you can live a life of freedom, a life of purpose, and a life of peace, a life of forgiveness, and a life of of hope. Hope has gone out of it through your life. We appeal to you now, feel solace to you. Solace to you. We pray. As we are, no pretense, no perfection, just as we are. Thank you, when you look at us, Lord, you look at us and you see us as beautiful and hopeless, the desires for us to walk with people. Have relationship with you, not religion, not having to do things, to prove things before we can have a relationship with you, but we still need a relationship with you. So today, Lord, we say, here I am. Here I am. I want to ask you to be bold. If you're saying, here I am to Jesus right now, and you put your hand up and put it down, that's it. Here I am. You might want to recommit. Here I am. Some recommitments here. And if you need time to think about it, I want to encourage you, don't think about it too long. What can happen in a day? Trust me. But I believe Jesus is calling us in these modern times where everything is just going mad out there. No, it is going mad. But Jesus is calling us into a real and authentic relationship with Him. This Lord is that here I am. Soon between you. You've recommitted some of you, I know that. I ask you to come and check them. Set the things up. Do it if you feel it, you don't want to back them out, and if you want whatever we have in. Hold it in. No, he's hard to say, for example. Don't ever be young. Don't ever run away. Come on, let's stand and let's sing as long as we can.